Okay, so my name is Ukazika Angel Nadi. I'm a grade 12 student in Sahiti School, and I was rated top 1% nationally for further studies in English. My journey in matric was a bit stressful, as like anyone would have it, but it was navigated with ease because I got a lot of support from like family, teachers, and friends. So, yeah.
And how did you do it? I mean, how did you do it with English requiring a lot of studying and reading?
It came with a lot of dedication and consistency. The key to matric, honestly, is just to forget about the doubt and the worry and just to give many past papers, because the teachers and the staff at school are always there to support you, and that's mainly how I succeeded with the English.
And how did you do it? Just take us through it as to how did you strive forward.
So firstly, I came into matric by setting goals. Like I remember the first lesson I had was English. The dean of matric was my teacher, and she asked me what my goal was for the year. And I literally told her I want to get 4 house distinctions. Mm-hmm. And it's just that clear mindset and goal that you want to perform something is what's going to give you the motivation. And, you know, it's also with discipline. Like, you just need to sit down for, like, a few hours, crack open the books, and your hard work will pay off. And that's how my matric journey really went.
And which subjects were you doing?
So I decided to take mathematics, English, Afrikaans, LO, physics, biology, and dramatic arts to further study English.
Oh, okay. And which were your strongest and why?
My strongest subject was probably drama, because it was like practical based, so I would have to perform, and yeah, it was more physical.
Okay. And what are we doing this year? What are future plans? Where are you going to study and what?
I would like to study medicine at the University of Witwatersrand or University of Cape Town.
And why medicine? Why medicine?
It's also because of the goal setting. Since I was young, I've always, you know, wanted to help out where I can. Mm-hmm. So medicine has just been that thing that I've always wanted to do.
And I just want to find out just the tips that you can give to the class of 2026 who are studying.
The tips I have for the class of 2026 is consistency is key, and you shouldn't be afraid to ask for help, because one way that I managed to achieve the goals that I set was also by asking for help, and you will get the help. For example, I had a lot of scripts because I was visually impaired, and I got assistance from like classmates, like to sit in the front. So ask for help, consistency is key, and there's always someone to support you whenever you feel stressed, because matric is a stressful time.
And how did that affect you, being visually impaired? I mean, how were you navigating in class? And
because I have albinism, specifically ocular cutaneous albinism, it was pretty hard for me to like read certain small text or like see certain colors or like see the board. So my school made accommodation for me to sit in the front of classes. Sometimes teachers would print out, no, all the time actually, teachers would print out like large worksheets and exam sheets for me. Students were very accommodating, because like they'd always ensure that there's a seat for me in the class. If a teacher forgot to perhaps print something for me, they'd mention it, even if I was just a bit shy. So it was really easy navigating school with my medical condition.